It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I have a treat for you today. A friend of mine is coming. She's been staying with my family and me at my real home. You know, this is my television home. But at my real home is my friend Ella Jenkins. This is a picture of her. And she is a musician who loves to work with children. Look down here on the picture and see that little drum? I have that drum right here. I brought her instruments over so she wouldn't have to carry them all. Here's the drum, you see? And in the other end, you see it's hollow. That. Yeah. That and this baritone ukulele, which she plays. Oh, she plays it so well and sings so well. Listen. Hear that? Is that pretty? Oh, that may be she now. As she said, she'd be right over. Yes, it is. Hi, Ella. Come
hi,
in.
Fred. Hi, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television friends.
Oh, hi, friends.
Come on. I was just telling them about your music and all. Could I give you this?
Oh, sure.
And we could sit right over here. Just a second.
Have you been playing my ukulele?
Just strumming it once, and I was showing them this, too. But I know that you've worked with children so often.
Well, I enjoy working with children. I like singing myself, but I think I like to have people sing along with me, especially children. And so how about you? And maybe your television friends could join me in a song, but I'll teach it to you in a hurry. This is a song that you can learn in a hurry. It's called You'll Sing a Song.
Okay.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, then we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather. Let's try it together now.
Warm or wintry weather. Let's sing it.
You'll sing a song and I'll sing a song, then we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song and I'll sing a song in warm or wintry weather.
Warm or wintry weather.
If you know that much of it, you can know the whole song. We just add a few new words.
This time
it's you'll play a tune.
Okay.
You'll play a tune and I'll play a tune, then we'll play a tune together. You'll play a tune, and I'll play a tune, and warm our wintry weather. Let's make this sound. Rum-bum-ba-dum, rum-bum-ba-dum, ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum, rum-bum-ba-dum, rum-bum-ba-dum, bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Sing, you'll hum a line.
You'll hum a line,
and I'll hum a line, and we'll hum a line together. Hum a line, and I'll hum a line, in warm or wintry weather. Let's all hum. Let's sing, you'll whistle a while, and if you can't whistle, just blow.
Okay.
You whistle a while, and I'll whistle a while, and we'll whistle a while together. You whistle a while, and I'll whistle a while, in warm or wintry weather.
time. You'll sing a song.
You sing a song. And I'll sing a song. We'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song. And I'll sing a song in warm or wintry weather.
Sure does warm any kind of
person's weather. Make a good duet.
I guess so. Did you always like to sing and play, even when you were a little girl?
Well, you know, I'm not a formal musician, but I always liked music. I used to hear it around my neighborhood, and sometimes from the churches, sometimes just from a music store, and I used to go to children's camps and used to hear music, and so it's I like to sing, as I said before, with people and with the children.
Okay? It really is a part of you, isn't it?
I never used to play this ukulele, baritone ukulele. I used to just tap on drums and whatnot, but now this more melodious songs.
Well, over at our house, you were playing the harmonica. Did you bring it with you?
Oh, I brought my harmonica with me, and this is a harmonica that is in the minor key. A lot of harmonicas are in the major key, but this is in C minor.
Oh.
I tell you, why don't you pick up the drum? You were playing so nicely before. And we'll just play a kind of a march. This is called Harmonica Happiness.
Oh, good. Me of something we've been talking about all week, and that is the circus. Do you have any songs or anything that would go with the circus? My friend and I have been thinking about
circus.
Well,
it's not really a circus song, but except that in circuses you have animals, and in zoos you have animals,
mm-hmm.
game parks you have animals, and so this is one. I like animals, yes I do. I like the animals in the zoo. Mm-hmm. And it has a kind of ooh-ooh part that is kind of funny, so if you want to try it, let's can try it together.
Great.
Just like this. I like animals, yes I do. I like the animals in the zoo. Let's try it together. I like animals, yes I do. I like the animals in the zoo. I like giraffes and lions too. I like giraffes and lions too. I like the animals in the zoo. Tigers and zebras. I like tigers and zebras too. I like the animals in the zoo. I like animals. How about you? I like animals. How about you? I like the animals in the zoo. La 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 la.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you so much. I love this song.
Well, and you certainly sing well.
I've been singing since I was a little boy too. What about Francois Clemens? You said that before
that you had to go over there. I can't really sing and play anymore, and I really enjoyed singing with you and your television friends, and maybe a little later this afternoon we can get together again
at our house. Sure.
But I'm going to go over to Francois. I'm sorry.
He said that he had that class of children. That you're going to help
him
with
that?
Yes,
we're going to play and use some other instruments too.
Well, they're lucky to have you too.
Well, thank you for inviting me over. I really enjoyed being here.
Well, you know, you're my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Oh, I forgot. Here's your drum.
Oh, yes. May I have that? Thank you. We're going to
use
that,
too. His studio's right there.
All right. Well, thank you very
much. Across the way. See you later, Ella.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My friend Ella Jenkins. I like animals in the zoo. I was looking for a balloon here. Thought it might be nice to have a balloon. Because this is the day for the circus in the circus room in the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's think about it, all right?
Ladies!
right up and stay where you are. You are about to see one of the most unforgettable performances of your life. It's the Trespolonia Circus, the traveling troubadours of tumbling and entertainment, starring the acrobatic team of Rosaline and Renee, the juggling genius of Art Jennings, Oliver Circus Clown, the black and white and purple pandas, and the tamest lion in the world. So now you know who you're going to see, but wait. Just wait until you see what they're going to do. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and hold on to your hats, King, Queen, and Prince. And here's the acrobatic act of Rosaline and Renee. Just how you feel. And now, what is it, Purple Panda? Oh, yes, the Purple Panda says, and now it's time for the juggling genius of Art Jennings. Juggler? Oh, yes. another juggler. Ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Circus Clown. Terrific. That was wonderful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are setting up our center ring for the tamest lion in the world. Assisted by the Purple Panda, they will now do their tricks. We must now have complete silence as the lion will now perform the tamest of all the tame lion tricks in the world.
Purple Panda, will you come over here, please? Oh, good. Panda, it is clear to me that you have found friends and work you enjoy with the circus.
I have found friends and work and another panda.
I like these friends of yours.
May I go with them?
Friday and I have talked about it, and we feel you may go if you want to.
It is always sad to go, but I will write postcards to you.
Well, I hope you'll visit us sometimes, too.
I will visit you.
Purple Panda, isn't this the blanket you've been using since you came to us?
It is the blanket.
Well, I want you to take it with you.
I will think of my friends here when I go to sleep.
And we will think of you often.
Excuse me, Your Majesties, but it's time for the next number.
Oh, yes, well, you'll have time for goodbyes to everyone, I presume.
And, saying goodbye is very important. It is important when people go and when they come.
This is true. Well, until later on then, Panda.
Is our pretend circus. Did you ever go to a circus? To a real one? Well, sometimes there are just too many things to see all at once and too many things to hear all at once. When you get older, it can be even more fun to go to the circus than when you're 4 or 5 or 6. But what about that pretend panda? Did you see how he enjoyed himself with the circus? And how he helped them with their work? Well, King Friday understands how happy he is to belong to that circus. And because the king understands, he let Panda go with them. The neighbors will miss him, but Panda said he would come back sometimes to visit, and he would send the neighbors postcards. Oh, there are many ways to say that I'm thinking about you, and that I love you, and that I like you. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the singing way to say I love you. There's the singing something someone really likes to hear. The singing way, the singing way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your clothes before you're asked to. Painting special pictures for the holidays. And making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will find many ways as you grow. My way is to come and visit with you, to share my friends with you, to share my make-believe with you, to sing. Sure, we do lots together, don't we? Haven't we had fun this week? The thoughts about the circus and everything. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Be back next week.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.